Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good day to you. This is the Veteran's Wife here on December 31st, 2015. We're getting ready for the new year to start. So we thought we'd go ahead and do a new year blog talk radio show. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the new year, what it's going to bring. We're also going to be taking calls today to see what your New Year's resolution or revelations are as to come in the new year. Today, one of our co-hosts is going to be the co-founder of The Veteran's Wife, which is Heather Gillum. As we wait for Heather's call to come in, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today. Right now, there's massive chaos around the U.S. with weather issues. We have Missouri is completely flooded. We had tornadoes in Texas, and it is not looking good out there. We have had many friends and on different pages talk about chemtrails as well, and that's what's causing the destructive weather patterns all over the U.S. We also saw that the North Pole was at about the same temperature as Chicago, which has never happened before, which is crazy. And they say that when the heat rises like that, that if the North Pole will just keep rising, the ice caps will melt, and we will have massive flooding. We're getting ready to chime in with Heather here in just a second. And we want to hear what you have going on for the new year. So here for the new year with us, we have some big things planned with the Veteran's Wife. We are working hard on getting our 501c3 straightened out. We are also looking to partner with some new companies and nonprofits around Indianapolis area. Now, the Veteran's Wife is was founded in Indianapolis. That's where our headquarters is. We run out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and our co-founder is currently in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we look to do lots of big things in the 2016 year. So, we want to hear what you have going on in 2016. This last year in 2015, we got to volunteer with Operation Homefront, who partners off with the Dollar Tree on the back-to-school drive and the holiday toy drive. So with that, we were able to pick up from five different locations around the Indianapolis area and distribute the back-to-school supplies and toys to veteran and military families across Indiana. We partnered with different charities. We partnered with the homeless veterans. We have partnered with Catholic charities. We partnered with a Shelbyville National Guard unit, as well as distributed to multiple families around the U.S. and specifically in the Indiana area. Right now we have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and take that. Hello, caller.
Hi,
you are
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
It's Heather.
Welcome, Heather, co-host for today.
Yes. So after trying to figure out how it works, I'm here.
Yes. Well, we had a little bit of issues with the log on. I scheduled our podcast for 3:00, and it kept pushing it back an hour, which wasn't right. So I guess they're not on the same time zone we are there at Blog Talk Radio. So then I tried to make us a new podcast, and then I couldn't do two in one day. I don't know. So I'm glad we're here.
Yes, yes. That's
good. So
that's
I
working.
Talked a little bit about the crazy weather going on, a little bit about our partnerships with 2015 with the Veterans Wife, and now we're what we're planning for the future. So what do you think is going to be for us as the Veterans Wife a big goal for the future?
Well, our big goal for 2016 is getting our 501c3. I think I got the numbers and letters
correctly.
So a lot of 2016 will be fundraising to apply for that. And that's going to be done through a variety of avenues, such as the magazine will be holding raffles, so yay, fun stuff to win. We're still working on the prizes for that, but we're trying to do that February or March. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's our big focus for 2016, our New Year's resolution, if you will, for the Veterans Wife.
Yes, I agree. Where do you see the magazine going in 2016?
Well, it's still new, so we're just trying to get the word out. In 2016, we are offering yearly subscriptions that will be emailed to you, which is great for caregivers because they don't have to spend the extra time to try and hunt it down and get the information sent to them, and it saves the money. So it's one cost at the beginning of the year or whenever you sign up, and you get all the issues for 2016.
So. I think that's awesome. Now, are
yes.
those digital or print issues?
They are digital issues. So that's how they can be sent so quickly, and everyone will just get an email when they come out, personally sent by me, and a little message because that's just who I am. And we're hoping that the word spreads about that because I think that's probably the most efficient way to get the magazine. And you can always get print issues too.
I like having both. I think that it's going to be fun.
Yes, I love having both. I like to see it on print, and I always get extra copies to drop off at the VA. So that's the wonderful thing about the print issue. They can be dropped off at the VA so other people can get the information too.
Now, one thing that we did do this year, which I would like to continue to do and not just during the holidays, is we took a little, what, feel good, happy day little gift. We did some gift cards. We did some journals, pens, paper, calendars to the Indianapolis VA and just dropped them, just randomly handed them out just to make people's day feel better. And I would love to be able to do that with the magazine as well as continue to do that, and not just during the holidays because the holidays are stressful on veterans and veterans' families. But I really think that throughout the year would be good too, just a little pick me up here and there. So
I'm sure all veteran family has experienced stress throughout the year, so a nice little pick me up as a surprise would be excellent. So hopefully we can do that with the magazine. I know we can order bulk ones. I'm not sure how much it would cost, but there's always that option, and it's got a lot of great information. I mean, no matter what you're looking for, there's pretty much something for everyone. So there's stuff for the veterans, there's stuff for caregivers, and there's stuff geared towards kids as well. So we kind of cater to the whole family. So
there's
that's
stuff for
my favorite part.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I think that we'll be able to utilize and reach out more as we build and go, but I really think that we've done a good job so far because we haven't been official state recognized nonprofit, but for a little bit over a year we've still been doing outreach and had our group mm-hmm. since before then. So I think that just the fact that we've stuck around, and I feel like we've done really well.
I think so, too. I mean, our primary focus has always been the veteran community, and it's not like we're going to pull away from that at all. We just have more help and more support now so that we are able to focus on the veteran's wife needs to obtain the national nonprofit status so that we can help even more families. So I think we've been doing a great job with the means that we've had, and we're only going to grow.
I agree. So now Heather has two small children. I have a small child as well, and then we both are caregivers for our veterans. So being a caregiver and a mom, and you have a disabled veteran at home, what are your plans for bringing in the new year?
My biggest goal is to try to cook at home more, because Lord knows there's at least a couple of restaurants who know me by name by now. So
I think that we have a pretty good relationship with our pizza man.
Yeah. The lady at the Chinese restaurant and the lady at Penn Station for us. But
okay.
So that's my big goal for 2016 is to cook at home more so we get healthier meals and it saves us money. So trying to figure out how to have the energy to do that.
It's really weird because where we live, as far as short driving range, there isn't a lot of restaurants other than I think we got like Burger King, McDonald's. And then sit-down restaurants, you got to go a little bit further out. So even pickup is sometimes not an option for us. So pizza is basically the only thing that delivers other than Chinese food, and I don't do Chinese food. So a lot of times Eric will get that for himself and we'll get pizza. But, yeah, I definitely want to cook more. I want to get on top, be a little bit more aggressive, I think, with helping him with his treatments at the VA, too. I feel like we've been pretty aggressive, but a lot of times when you go into the VA, you feel minimalized. And you feel like nobody wants to listen to you. So I feel like finding a betterment in my voice would definitely be the best option.
Yeah,
being more
that's
vocal.
Been a big thing for me. Like, the reason I couldn't cook because I was so drained dealing with the VA because my husband's pain increased, his doctor didn't want to help, they didn't even want to see him. I was talking to the patient advocate every week. I feel like I just would walk in there and just start screaming and still no one would hear me. I mean, it's gotten better right now, but it's the VA, so you have no idea how long that's going to last. So it's just trying to figure it out while it's semi-calm, because Lord knows it's not, but tiny goal.
You'll get there eventually.
Yeah, I did discover the greatest thing on the planet is a crock pot liner. So I plan to use that a lot more in my future.
See, I don't do a lot of crock pot meals because I feel like they get wasted. And we didn't even have a full size. It's like a half size. So I really feel like definitely saving our food when we do eat, because I feel like we waste a lot. I've never been one to eat leftovers, but Eric will eat leftovers.
I've pretty much grown up on leftovers, so if we can't, like if I'll eat it, I'll save it, and I usually am the only one that ends up eating the leftovers. So there's at least lunch for me for the next few days.
Yeah.
I'm also going to try and make more freezer meals so that way I can make it once and have it later, or like prepare it all at one time when I have the energy and then cook it later. So here's hoping that pans out.
Yeah, I feel like with us it's a lack of liking food. I generally end up cooking sometimes three separate meals a night.
I get that.
Just so picky.
My
here.
Husband generally doesn't eat dinner with us, so I'm usually trying to figure out what the kids will eat that I'm not entirely sick of. So it's rough.
So I feel like I think that's both a great New Year's resolution, especially because daily activities, day-to-day changes so can change so fast, especially when you're taking care of somebody that is ill. My husband has had multiple seizures. He's back on anti-seizure medication right now. So hopefully that'll combat that because, you know, it's always when, like, everything's a disaster anyway, I feel like, that when, like, something dramatic happens, as in he has a seizure or he has a fall, and we have to have paramedics come. And so my main goal for 2016 is to keep everything organized so it looks clean and nice, and I know where everything is. A lot of times things get thrown here, there, stashed, shoved in a drawer. So I'm hoping that, and I've already been working on it, so just staying organized. I'll get organized, and then, you know, and then I'll take a day off or something, and then one day it's up to two where I get sick, and then the whole house is crazy again. So that's my main goal, is stay organized and clean, so everything's clean all the time.
Yeah, that's probably another one of mine, too. It constantly looks like something exploded all over my house, usually toys. So trying to get the kids to clean up and try to keep the kitchen table clear, which is not working out. I cleaned it once, and then 2 days later it was full again, and I have no idea how that happened. So I think we're definitely going to start trying to organize things. Like, we have knickknacks and stuff we can't put up yet because we don't have any shelving. So that's going to be a focus of our household goal, is to try and make it look like people aren't trying to move out of this house, because that's what it looks like right now. There's totes, boxes everywhere because we don't have anywhere to put it. So
my organization
is another big one.
Yeah. My garage is like that. Just because I do a home, I have a booth at a Gizmo Gallery in Brownsburg. They have antiques, all kinds of stuff there. And so I'm constantly finding stuff that my neighbors are throwing away, or we go to auctions or yard sales, and I always find something that I can redo or I can repurpose or I can sell. And then my family, thank you, family, they donate clothes, gently used clothes for me to sell, which is great. Clothes sell great there. Well, I think I probably sell them a little cheaper than I should, but so I'm constantly getting things, and my garage is kind of like the holder of everything, and a lot of wood. So.
Yeah.
So tonight is the big night for, I don't know, single people. maybe some people out in the world, actually. I remember a day when I used to go out and have fun on New Year's. However, this year we have done nothing. I don't know that we'll probably make it till midnight because we're generally late night people anyway. But do you guys have any plans for this evening's or traditions that you guys do on New Year's?
Well, we've planned to snack quite a bit.
Yeah,
play games. They got some poppers for the kids to play with, so we'll do those. And Netflix, the kids countdown, is going to be our best friend, because Lord knows a 5-year-old and 16-month-old are not staying up till midnight here. So we'll probably all be in bed before 10, in which we will be woken up by the people shooting off fireworks. So that's always fun.
So your neighborhood does have that.
Yeah, there's, like, someone not too far from our house that just throughout the year will randomly shoot off one firework once out of nowhere for no reason. There was, like, I think it was, like, Christmas Eve morning, someone shot off a firework at 7 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, all throughout the year. So there's probably going to be some grumpy people in this house tomorrow morning.
So last year I remember staying up, and as a child, for some reason, I don't know why my grandparents started this, but my grandparents always watched me, my grandma and Grandpa Barrett, and they'd always give me a pot or pan and a wooden spoon to go outside and like bang around. That was always our tradition. So, but I just went out to listen last year, and luckily there wasn't anything really close. I feel like, however, this year on New Year's there was, or on, not on New Year's, on 4th of July, there was a lot more fireworks and whatnot in our neighborhood. So I'm interested to see how that goes. Luckily though, you know, we're prepared to hear random noises, and there's a gun range for an outdoor gun range not too far from our house, so we can hear shots every now and then from there, but it's nothing that's close or that's, you know, that scares you. So
they're behind our house. There are a few houses down in a different subdivision, but bordering on our backyard is the people who shoot them off throughout the year. So we're expecting it tonight. It's other times, not so much. But
right.
It scares most of us awake. Since I'm a light sleeper, so all of a sudden you hear this big bang and I'm awake. I'm like, oh my goodness. And
well, we also live, like, seriously, like, catty corner across the street from our subdivision, and there's a huge field behind us, and then there is a municipal airport. So we have, at all odd times, little jets and airplanes and whatnot cruising in and out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel
we're
like
not
that
far from an airport either, and a train track and a highway.
Yeah, the interstate's not too far. We can't hear too much from that. Actually, I went out last night about midnight, and it got really cold, which it was around 20 last night, but it was so calm, and I couldn't hear a lot, which is like, oh, well, I do, that's one, I love where we live, but I do miss the country, because you can see the stars, and you can have that peace and quiet, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like, the biggest nuisance for us with the fireworks is my husband doesn't sleep well anyways, so if there's that noise going off, it's interrupting his sleep. It's interrupting my sleep. If there's enough, it's interrupting the kids' sleep, and then, well, nobody sleeps. So we don't like missing out on that commodity that is usually interrupted anyways. So it's not too bad. I mean, the planes, they're not too bad, but it's those fireworks that just go off at weird, unexpected times that really is not fun for anyone.
Yeah.
So here's hoping they don't go on too long tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then, you know, everybody seems to go to, well, we'll watch the New Year's Eve on TV, and then Indianapolis actually does an IndyCar drop. This will be the second year for it. So down by Bankers Life Fieldhouse and Georgia Street, they have a big festivities with bands and food trucks. And then you can watch an IndyCar drop, which is very interesting, but it's fitting for Indy.
Literally drop a car?
Yeah, lower it, like the ball. They don't ruin it or smash it or anything.
Okay.
But yeah. I think there's like a
That's
crane
not
involved.
Nearly as exciting.
No, I mean, it would be they probably have to have like tall fencing and like liability with, yeah. So, but no, they take a car and they slowly lower it like the ball. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still fun.
It is still fun.
Not
we
as
won't
fun
be going.
As dropping it, just letting it fall, but it's different.
Right.
It's fun.
It would be much better if they just like dropped it. So.
Yeah.
I'd
stay up to see that.
Definitely would want to watch a car shatter. I just wouldn't want to be there because of the debris flying.
But yeah, that'd be an interesting way to start the new year. Look, let's drop this car and make a mess. Woohoo!
Sounds
as long as
fun.
I'm not cleaning it up.
Right. I agree. So now, do your kids understand the new year and what that means?
No, they just think it's a party.
Yes. We always say it's the world's birthday, and it's getting 1 year older.
Oh, that's fun. That's a cute way. We may use that once they start asking. So far, it's always just like, it's a New Year's party, and she just hears party, and that means we get fun hats and stuff that makes noise.
I actually bought the fake wine stuff that comes in the bottle, the grape juice or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. We do that every year, too.
I got that for Christmas, and I totally forgot about it. And so we'll do that this evening.
Yeah. We get that every year. That's part of our little festivities.
You have a much better tradition than we do. We just kind of wing it. When his aunt and uncle used to live in town, we used to go over there every time, but they've moved, and so.
Yeah, mostly it's winging it. They bought the stuff last night, so. It's sparkling grape juice, party hats, some poppers, and Netflix countdown.
See, we don't have Netflix, so I feel like that would be something. Now, I don't know what the rates are. I mean, I feel like for ERs and hospitals in general, when it's around the holiday or even on a weekend, they're usually packed.
Mm-hmm.
People feeling lonely, or they're just really sick, or sometimes I know on weekends, like, you know, if you're feeling bad, well, I'll wait till I get off work Friday. You know, you don't want to miss those hours. So I am curious to find out what the statistics would be for suicide for this evening, or just hospital visits in general, or calls to different organizations that help those. So even though we don't know it, I definitely want to make sure that our listeners know that there are plenty of services available if you are feeling depressed this holiday season. And, you know, sometimes thinking about going into another year when you are not in the greatest mindset can be detrimental to your mental health, thinking about it. So,
mm-hmm.
So I would definitely encourage you to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline or the Caregiver Crisis or the Veteran Crisis Hotline as well this evening. And one main thing is we all know the statistics are high in general for drunk driving. So catch a cab. I know that in our town there is a law firm that will give you $20 off on a cab ride. Hold that thought right there. We've got Jamie coming on. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We were just on the phone or on the cast here talking about depression and suicide when that comes with the holidays, and we're just encouraging our listeners to get help and reach out for help, whether it's through Facebook or calling a online support or calling a prevention hotline. Do you happen to know any, being a DV advocate, as far as domestic violence, would you say that there's a rise in that during the holiday time, like tonight?
Those statistics are out there. They're kind of they're skewed all across the board right now. Sometimes there is a rise, depending on what part of the country you're living in, and sometimes it's actually a lull before the storm during the holiday season. So, again, there's lots of information out there as far as hotline numbers, which we should probably post all those today as well on the websites and maybe list them at the end of the podcast. That's oftentimes the stress of the holidays is used as an excuse for domestic violence. There is no excuse for domestic violence. It's another way to shift the blame on something else other than the perpetrator himself. So I encourage anybody to call out either for help from a family or those use the national hotline, which will put you in touch with a local hotline.
And now I know that the national hotline for suicide prevention is 1-800-273-TALK. And that's definitely one that needs to be utilized. And even if you have a friend and you think that they might be, you know, feeling down, you can always call and help and at least get some resources for them as well.
Yeah, this is a good time to check on. This is a good time to check on all your buddies.
It's a good
day to do a buddy check.
Or, and there is actually, I think it's like Buddy 22 on Facebook, or there is an organization out there that will help you in finding a buddy. If that's something you would like to do in the new year. I think that everybody's goal this year for New Year's goals should be to give back a little bit more or just do something a little bit different. You know, you might, every holiday season, you might write that check to the local police station or the firehouse or UNICEF, or you might give a little bit more to your church, but that's about as far as it goes as volunteering. I would like to encourage everybody to actually do a little bit more and get hands-on and actually get realistic and actually see what's going on in your neck of the woods.
That's an excellent idea.
Definitely.
I feel like we do, as a Veterans Life, we do a lot of outreach and a little more hands-on, one-on-one with different military, veteran, caregiver, family, spouses, in active duty. But a lot of people that are listening might not know where to get started. I would just say to research, to Google, find different nonprofits in your area and get hands-on, one-on-one. Maybe find that veteran that lives down the street from you and take him some cookies or see if he needs a ride to the VA. There's plenty of opportunities out there. You just have to go find them. So that is my challenge to everybody listening for the new year, is to get real, stop writing checks, and actually get your hands dirty and do some hard work this new year in helping others. I think that would makes you feel good, makes the other person feel good, gets you out of the house, and you're really giving back, and you know where your money's going. If you're spending $30 in gas every month to take a veteran to one appointment, you know, you're doing good and you're seeing where it's going. So I definitely would like to go ahead and throw that out there. Now, Jamie, what we all know, today's the day where everybody says they're going to make this resolution. They want to stop doing this. So what do you have planned for 2016?
What do I have planned for 2016? Well, I haven't given a lot of thought to that yet because resolutions seem to be broken very easily, especially the new year. Everybody gets hyped up and excited for one thing or another. I encourage people to move slow and think about what they want to do just to change their life in general. One of mine will be becoming more active in some things around the community, but also continuing with my healthy eating and living style that I neglected for the last 3 weeks, and I'm sure I've gained 10 pounds. But
going to America.
Yeah, I swore I wouldn't do that. So, see, that's where resolutions come in. That, you know, I've had a resolution since February 2012, and I'm close to one at my first goal, and then I'm going to reevaluate after I hit it. But clean eating, continuing the exercise and the walking, and add one more mini marathon to my agenda for sure. I walked my first one last year, so just take things simple and one step at a time. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that becomes a burden, because then we just kind of block it and we don't want to deal with it. So my advice is think about it, make little steps. Don't make some giant, grandiose resolutions that by the end of January we've just forgotten because it was too hard to work on.
And to actually add to that, the January issue of the Veterans Life magazine is sort of themed around New Year's, and I know there's two articles about New Year's resolutions, one's for keeping resolutions while maintaining your mental health, so let's not all go crazy while we're trying to meet those goals, and another one is about realistic resolutions for caregivers. So that's going to be an interesting read, too. So
yes, I agree.
And we also have a fun comic strip regarding New Year's resolutions, too, which is actually to the point of some of what you've been talking about, too. So I'm really excited about that one.
Yes, I'm excited to buy this issue as well. But, yeah, I have a lot of I didn't talk much about it in my one of my other columns I write, but I know last year was all about, and it, this one might have hinted a little bit at that too, but I just feel everybody has so much stress going on, and why add more to that? So
exactly.
I look forward to reading that article on the Veterans Life.
Yeah.
And to start off small, though, for me it would be, you know, if you, of course, there's always, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be New Year's for you to change a lifestyle or your train of thought on anything. But just start off small. Be positive about it and get a support and make sure you have support with it. Because no matter what it is, if you have somebody who is not supportive of your mindset or you're wanting to change, then you're probably not going to change. So it really depends on how strong you are, how strong your support system is. And one thing that you can do is always find a support group or an outreach or, you know, friends just to talk with that are encouraging and uplifting and not going to be detrimental to any more mindsets or resolutions you have. So
One thing we don't do enough for ourselves is understand that we're all strong and that person that we want to strive to be is actually in there. We just, for some people, they do have to have a support system. Other people set out to do things all on their own, and they don't. And first being, they may not have any type of support system. So knowing, giving yourself some credit that you can do some things is really important. So with that, moving forward with a positive attitude sometimes is difficult, and a lot of people do struggle with that. But I think if you just start out with a baby step, it can help, whatever it is.
I like that. That's a good thought. I know for me, I juggle too many balls at once, and something always gets dropped and left on the floor, or I'm trying to scoop it up while I'm still juggling the other. So I'm going to be releasing some of my activities and things that I have taken on, I think coming to the realization that that's okay. Like, you know, it's okay to take time for yourself and to say, you know what, I have too much on my plate. I need to take this off or, you know, save this for later. And I feel like a lot of times with caregivers in general, we are juggling so many balls and we want to do this and we want to help out and we can't do it all. And that's okay. And I'm fine with that. I think that that's one of my other resolutions is going to be to make peace with letting things go, because there's a lot of things that I'm like, oh, I just want to stop doing this. I know I need to, but then I just keep on plugging away, and it's more stressful, and it does me more harm than it does good. So,
right, and I think a lot of times when people delegate or give things up or just give things up, then we feel like we failed at whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Most of the time, we become stronger because we're not doing all that.
And we're able to recognize and realize when we can't handle too much. And that's growth in itself, I believe.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Reminds me of a funny story. My husband was talking about me to his therapist, and she asked him how I'm able to take care of him and the kids and go to school and do stuff with the nonprofit. And he was telling me this, like, after his appointment, and I just laughed. I'm like, I haven't showered in 5 days, and my kitchen is a mess.
Yeah.
Let it go. I mean, I'm not, you know, going insane. and like feeling overwhelmed or anything like that. I mean, the shower was wonderful once I finally got it, but like I don't stress out too much about my house looking like a disaster area because my mental well-being is way more important than if those dishes get done. And making sure the kids are fed and happy and clean and that my homework's done and my husband is doing okay is, again, way more important than those dishes that have been sitting in my counter for much too long. But I'm not going to worry about
another
it.
Another day.
Eventually they'll get done.
Right. Another day will come and you can do them then.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe later I'll feel motivated to do it. But right now if I do it, I'll just get angry and crabby and nobody wants that. So they can wait.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. And that's what I'm trying to I'm trying to do that myself with letting a few things go because I find myself not being able to relax till all of that's done plus everything else I have going on. And so that's trying to stop that. And it's funny because as we speak, I've been walking around. So something I need to stop.
I should have been doing something like that. I'm in my bedroom. I could have been folding laundry.
See, but there you go again. There you go with my mindset. So you don't make yourself feel guilty over those things. There's no reason to stress about it, right?
My thing is, at least they're clean.
There
you
go. You
have to dig in a hamper. You're okay. They're clean.
There you
go. And a lot of times it's easier said than done because I know I've told Eric multiple times, well, I'm just going to stop doing my booth, or, you know, we're going to stop going to shows, and we're going to stop, you know, I'm going to cut back on this, and I'm going to cut back on that, and then, you know, 5 months later, he hears it again, and he's like, didn't you just say that? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, it's time to put your words into action, and actually, like, if you want to do it, be okay with your decision, and do it. And so, that's where I'm at. I've made it the decision in my mind, it's just doing it, and executing it to where I feel like I'm not failing on that level, but it's okay. But sometimes you have to fail on other levels or give them up just to succeed in another one. So
that's pretty much what I do every day.
Yeah.
Something's got to be let go if I want to get something else done, and that's okay.
Right.
So I want to get to the point where I can do what?
Go ahead.
I said, and speaking of that, like, I want to get past the point where everything can be done, and then I'm not always catching up. So.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get there, but I know that's not happening anytime soon, and I'm okay with that, too.
Yes.
Right.
I'm like, eventually, it'll happen. That day is not today.
All right, ladies, well, I've got to bow out. So I wish you and everyone else that's listening a happy new year, and we'll talk all soon.
All right. We'll have you back on next year.
Okay. I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
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 That is one thing that I'm sure some people are very overhearing. See you next year. We'll talk to you next year. But you know, I think it's fun. And when I was little, it used to confuse me because I was like, "But I want to see you tomorrow." And that'll be a goal in itself, is remembering to write down 2016 on everything.
Yeah, I totally agree. We'll see how long it takes to actually consistently write that.
You know what? When not too long ago, I think I wrote like 2003. On one thing, and that's the year I graduated high school, so so some days it's okay, I think, to forget all of
that.
I've been looking through some of our resources here, and for some reason I'm not finding the big list that we did have with all the information. But again, please make sure that you reach out to the people who you feel might be a little lonely or having some bad thoughts tonight. 1-800 273-TALK is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can also go to www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org to get assistance with that. They're also, I'm looking at the number right now, the Veterans Crisis Line for Veteran Crisis Support is 1-800-273-8255. And you can also go to the website, www.veteranscrisisline.net. And I think that those are very important numbers to have.
You can also text the Veteran Crisis Line, too.
I did not know that.
Yes. The number to text them is 838-255. So if you're not phone happy or near a computer, you can actually text them as well.
Awesome. There is also a caregiver support line with the VA, and that one is 855-260-3274. And that's with caregiver support line through the VA. So there is, we gave you the Veteran Crisis Hotline. There's Vets for Lawyers, which is a nonprofit organization, 855-838-8255. So there are a few resources for you. There's also a military crisis line, and that number I think is the same as the Veteran Crisis Line. But anyway, I'll give you that one. It's 800-273-8255. And the domestic violence one, I'm also going to look up that really quick. And as always, you can always call your local law enforcement to come to any aid that you may have. And another thing is, don't drive drunk this evening. We want you to go out and have a great time and not injure yourself or anybody else. The domestic violence hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. And if you need it, the resource or somebody else, we encourage you to call the hotline and reach out on Facebook. There's plenty of other options, and we just want you to get the help that you need. So we have about 10 minutes left in our second and final Blog Talk Radio for the Veterans Life. And I think that we should have plenty more in 2016. What do you think?
I hope,
Heather?
So. I mean, this could be another way to reach out to our veteran community. So, and I just personally find us hilarious. So we should definitely do that.
I listened to our other one. I listened to our other one the other night, and it was pretty comical. Just all of us like trying to figure out what we were doing, and everybody has questions. And so our first one was a little bit everywhere, but it was just funny because it was like it's something we talked about, and then finally it's one of those things where it's like, well, if we're gonna do it, we might as well do it and at least test it out. So our first one that you can actually go on the Blog Talk Radio page, and then it has the one from our very first one, and it is pretty funny and pretty very unorganized, but we got it good in the last, you know, the last half hour was very informative, and it really went well once we got on a topic. So I think we did good. I hope that 2016 also brings us more options as far as having guests on, especially utilizing the magazine and our writers from the magazine, and we can have them come on and talk about their column as well. I would love to see that in 2016.
Ooh,
I would like
that is a good idea.
I would like to partner with other nonprofits and have them come and talk. Like I'm hoping, since I am the state director for the Indiana Hills for Combat Boots, I'm sure the founder, Katie Sorensen, or Risky Business would love to come and chat on here or have some of their directors just let us know what's going on with Hills for Combat Boots as well. There are so many other resources and nonprofits out there helping veterans or military families or caregivers who I would love to have on and chat with. And since we do have the nonprofit section in the magazine, it would be great if we could also get them to come on and we can ask them a little bit more questions about their nonprofit. One thing that I would also like to do is have each of our admin on separately or our admin / board members and interview them about their backstory. So that way some of our members or listeners can come and look and kind of get a little bit better of an understanding or background on those who volunteer with us and are in charge of our pages and sit on our board and help make decisions as to where the veteran's wife is going to go for the future.
Yeah, it sounds like we've got a hopeful and exciting lineup of things to talk about in 2016.
And now if only we had our own station, we could do the Veterans Wife Telethon to raise money. We can dream big, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dream big. And I've also been looking, for some reason, as Crystal mentioned on the last podcast that we did, was that sometimes in her news feed on Facebook, not everything pops up, so she's not getting all the notifications and what's going on. Well, I found that has been happening with my general overall friends, as well as pages that I've liked or I follow. And I did notice there are some really good resources as far as retreats or getaways that are offered to veteran families or veterans themselves. And I would really like to learn more about some of those places that host retreats or offer them year-round for military families. So it would be great if we could also eventually get some of those on here just so we can learn more about resources, because I know that we have our kind of go-to resources, but there's so many more out there. And finding the ones that are actively, daily, monthly, out there helping veterans in would be something that would be great to find. And we can add them to our resource list because we're always looking for new people to connect with or just to know that they're out there. So if we do have somebody and their criteria fits what that nonprofit does, we can send them to them. So
yeah, there's a lot more that we think is out there. Or then we know that is out there.
Right. And one thing that I've noticed is the more pages you're on as far as support groups, and even if it's kind of military related, you know, they're always sharing resources. And a lot of times I'll find resources, I'm like, oh, I've never even heard of that. I wonder what they do. And then it's like, oh, wow, they've been around for 10 years. I had no idea.
Yeah.
They do all kinds of stuff. So we're down to about 5 minutes left in our podcast right now. Is there anything else that you would like to close on?
I don't know. I think we pretty much nailed it down, talking about where the nonprofit's going, where we personally would like to go with 2016.
And we've even heard from Jamie what she plans on going. And I like that our resolutions are similar, but you know, we're going to mold them into our own. And we can always continue. It doesn't have to be New Year's to make up a resolution or to change your mindset, which is what I really like.
Flexibility. That's pretty much the backbone of a caregiver.
That is
you got to be flexible.
who knew that, you know, my gym, you know, my gymnastics class would come in handy 20 years later. One thing I would like to also invite our listeners and members to do is to reach out to somebody that that they are friends with or see on a page, and even somebody that might not be in distress, but just take your time and get to know them and know their story and listen to their struggles and share your thoughts and your triumphs and listen to their triumphs as well, and get to know somebody completely different that you've never met before. Because I feel like a lot of times caregivers are isolated, and even if you're in a group of 1,500 women, you know, you might have one friend in there that you chat with, or sometimes, you know, you maybe even take it to the next level and you guys text. But I would like to encourage all of our members to reach out and start a conversation with somebody that they don't know, they've never, you know, they've never seen in person, but maybe their husbands were in a similar situation, or they are now with the VA, or they were in a similar brigade or combat unit, or they were both in the Army or the Navy. I think that would be another great thing to do.
I mean, it worked for us. So
it did. Yes. Heather and I met in a chat room, and then it got shut down. The late, I don't know what happened, but they're still bitter. And that's the truth. We were chatting and we started our own, and it just started out like, what was it? Like, Hoosier Heartland or something. And then it morphed into OEF, OIF, Veterans, Wives, and then it was just, but I don't know. We've morphed into a lot and extra groups.
You can read all about it in the January issue of the magazine. Wink, wink.
Oh, my goodness. Yay, plug that magazine. Our story is interesting, but now we're great friends, and we talk every week on the phone, or we come visit each other, and the same thing with Amy, who also lives close and is an admin on our board as well. I just met her through the board, and we've had play dates and whatnot whenever she's in the area. In my other goal this year, not goal, but just something I'd like to do, if it gets done, it does, if it doesn't, doesn't, is to get out more and to visit more people, because I feel like a lot of times we're trapped in here. I did get up to see you, which was great.
Huh?
I said I did get up to see you, which was great. So traveling more is definitely on the agenda for 2016. Making new friends, traveling more, being organized. You know, I'm not into the dieting, because if I'm going to do it, I'll do it, not tell anybody about it. I'm better doing it like that than announcing that that's what I want to do, because then I get it stuck in my head. And we have 90 seconds. I wonder why there's a British lady who does our intro and exit. So, all right. Well, I appreciate you being on. I would like to wish you and your family a very happy new year. I'm sure I'll chat with you later on this evening, but nobody will be able to know about it.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear our secrets. I hope you have a good new year, too. And fortunately, you don't get to watch a car smashing. So.
Yes, unfortunately, it'll just be lowered to the ground. But, yeah, we'll try to stay awake for that. And we just wish everybody a safe and happy new year. And please, please don't forget to reach out, or don't think that there isn't somebody out there willing to listen or help you, because there always is. You can always hit us up on Facebook at The Veterans Life. If you need help with resources or just would like to chat. So please have a happy new year to everyone. Have a great evening, and please stay safe out there. So thank you for coming and co-hosting again, Heather, our co-founder of the Veterans Voice. All right. Have a happy new year.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Until next time.